USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be speaking publicly today in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden announcing yesterday he had chosen the California senator to be his vice presidential running mate. Harris is the first woman of color to join a major party's presidential ticket. As violence rages in the city of Chicago, President Trump is repeating his offer to send federal troops to the city.
Together, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have 25,000 police officers, sheriffs, and guardsmen available to quell any violence. They can do it very quickly, very easily, if allowed to do their jobs.
The county DA covering Portland, Oregon, says some protesters will not be prosecuted because they are righteously expressing grief, anger, and frustration. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another state governor is imposing a new, tighter restriction when it comes to preventing the spread of coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Bars and nightclubs in Texas cannot reopen until the coronavirus positivity rate falls below 10%. Governor Greg Abbott says the battle is far from over.
Even though the numbers of COVID-19 have improved, COVID-19 has not left Jefferson County. It's not left Orange County. It's not left the state of Texas. COVID-19 still spreads across this region and across the country just as fast as it did in July when you hit high numbers in deaths, high numbers in hospitalizations.
Florida is proving once again it's still a COVID-19 hotspot, setting a record for coronavirus deaths yesterday. 276 new ones added to the tally. That means 8,500 Floridians have now died from the infection. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New developments in the saga of former NSA Michael Flynn. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A Justice Department attorney told a federal appeals court that Attorney General William Barr may have had secret information that led him to request that charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn be dropped. Jeffrey Wall, the acting U.S. Solicitor General, hinted at the secretive information during a hearing before the full 10-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. The session was held to determine whether the Justice Department should be allowed to drop Flynn's case. In May, Barr recommended that federal courts drop the charges of perjury against Flynn, who pleaded guilty almost 3 years ago to lying to the FBI as part of the Russia investigation. Wall said Barr may have been acting on non-public information when he made that recommendation. The appeals court ordered the hearing last month, reversing a June decision by its 3-judge panel that a district court judge may drop the charges. A majority of the larger panel indicated that a district court should rule on the case. Flynn originally pleaded guilty to a felony false statement charge in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, but later withdrew the plea. The Justice Department later said it wanted to drop the charges in light of the new evidence.
Again, that's USA Radio's Wendy King reporting, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.